We were holding Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on top. Again, that we said that what that Miriam was Nevuah, that she said Nevuah to say, she told him when she only had a brother of Aaron, that she said V'yameres Asid Imi Shechelet Ben Shemashiach Yisrael. That she was telling her father that we're going to have a brother yet that's going to be the Mashiach, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to save Klal Yisrael. There the Kiva and Chanel of Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, it says Nismala Kol Abayis Kulor. The whole house was full of light. So now Omad Aviha, her father Amram, stood up, Vinashko Arosha, and she kissed his daughter Miriam. Omaloi said to her, Biti, my daughter, Niskayim Nevuasecha. Your Nevu was Niskayim. Like here they saw the way their son Moshe, the room lit up. He's going to be the Mashiach Shal Yisrael. But later, V'chiva and Shetilu Liyor, but later, after 3 months, when they had to take him out and throw him into the Nile, so then Omar Daviha, now that Amram stood up again, V'tov Charoishan, like hit Miriam on the head, and Amalon said to Abiti, Heche Nevuah Secha, like where's your Nevuah? Now it looks like just the opposite, the Mashiach is going to be killed. V'ayinu D'chsev, that's what the Pasuk says, V'atayisat Seiv Achoysa Merochek, that Miriam stood far away, Ledeya, to know Ma Yasaloi, what's going to be done to him. So Leda, what does it mean? Leda Mayeya Besef Nevuasa. She was waiting to see what's going to be with the end of her Nevuah. Like she knows she had a Nevuah that Moshe is going to be the Mashiach Shal Yisrael. She was waiting to see how Moshe Rabbeinu would be saved. Then the Mishnah says that Yosef Zocha. Yosef was Zocha to bury his father. So why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu buried Yosef? So the Mishnah know how come he called the Chsev Vayal Yosef Likras Ovith Vayal Oisai Kolav De Paroi. First it says that Yosef went up out of Mitzrayim to bury Yaakov Avinu, and it says afterwards then Vayal Itoi Kolav De Paroi. Then the first says that all the other Paroi went with Yosef. For other in the Pesukim it says for Chol Beis Yisrael V'Yochav Beis Ovith, and later it says for Chol Beis Yisrael. So Maishno Lipsoif Tirchsiv Vayoshiv Yosef When they went up, first it says that Yosef and Avdi Paro went up, and then it says that Kol Beis Yosef went along, his brothers went along. Now when they came back, Maishno Lipsoif, how come at the end? When they came back from the Kfura, Tirchsiv, the other Pasuk says, Vayosh Vayeshev Yosef Mitzrayma, Hu V'Echav, V'Hoda V'Chol Oilu Mitoi, Likras Oviv. And then later first it says that everybody else came back. And when it's talking about coming back, there it says that V'Yoshev Yosef Mitzrayma, Hu V'Echav, it says first his brothers went first, and then Kol Oilu Mitoi. So at the beginning it says that Avdi Paro went first, and at the end coming home, here Avdi Paro went last, and first came the Acha Yosef. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. At the beginning when the Avdi Paro did not see the great respect that was given to Yaakov Avinu, therefore they held they were very chashiv. And therefore when they went up, first went the Avdi Paro, and then they first let the brothers go along. Abu Lipsaif, but at the end, after they saw all that happened, Lipsaif, Sherol Bechvoidon, they saw all the great covet that was given to Yaakov Avinu, is no good them covet. Then the Mitzriyim gave covet to the Yachay Yosef, and when they were coming home already, they let the Yachay Yosef go first. The Pasuk says, Vayavoyu ad Gurin Otud. They went until the Gurin Otud. And this thing more says, Vichy Gurin Yeshul Yotud. The Otud Pasha means the bushes, the thorn bushes. Do they have a Gurin? A garden-like. Amar Abavua, Melamed Shekifu Kisorim Liaroinu Sheyakov Tegorin Zeh Shemakifun Loi Otud. Just means to say they put a lot of crowns around the Orin of Yaakov Avinu. Kegorin, like a garden, like a garden, Shemakifun Loi Otud. That around the garden, like for the borders, they make the bushes. Shebol Bnei Esav. Because all the Bnei Esav came, or Bnei Yishmael, or Bnei Keturah. They all came, b'shas, they were going to bury Yaakov Avinu. And Tony was not like this, Kulam l'mecham abo. Really, they all came to fight against Yosef. But Kivan Shiro, Kisara, Shayosef, Tluya, Bi'arayna, Shayakov, As soon as they saw that Yosef's kefir, his crown, was taken off and hanging on the Oren, the coffin of Yaakov Avinu, is Nothlu Kulam Kisrei, and they also all took off the crowns, Utaluyim, and they hung them via Reina Shiyakov, on the Oren of Yaakov. So all the Malachim gave covered to Yaakov. Hetonu was learnt, Shloshim Vishishak Sarim Nitlu via Reina Shiyakov. There were 36 ksarim, 36 crowns that was hung by the Aronai Shoyakov on the coffin of Yaakov. That shows the way the whole world Kamat gave cover to Yaakov. So when the Mitzrayim saw this, now when they were coming home from the Hesped, now they let the Acha Yosef go first before the Bnei Paro. First it says, Vayispedu Shah Mispeh Godo V'Kovid Miyot. They said a lot of strong Hespedim there for Yaakov. Tona was learned, Afilu susim v'afilu chamorim. That even susim, even chamorim, everybody came. Everybody was like feeling bad for Yaakov Avinu's p'tira. Kivon shegil l'maras ha-machpela, when they came now to bury Yaakov by the maras ha-machpela, is also Esav came now, kom akiv, and he stopped them from burying Yaakov. Rashi Shleiv Rusham, Esav wanted to stop them from burying Yaakov in the Maras HaMachpelah. Omolen, Esav told him, Mimora Kiryas Arbihi, Chevron. The Mamre Kiryas Arbihi, Chevron. And the Yomar of Yitzchok, Kiryas Arba, why is the Maras HaMachpelah called the Kiryas Arba? Arba Zugas Hayu. There were four pairs buried there. Odom V'chava, Avram V'soro, Yitzchok V'rivka, and Yaakov V'leya. And Yaakov and Leah, these were the four pairs. Now, Eel covered Leah every day. Now, Yaakov already buried Leah in his own portion. For I the Paish did Dihu. And that's what's left over. Esav said, belongs to me. Belongs to me. Like Esav and Yaakov were brothers. So Esav said, it belongs to me. Omalei, so the brothers answered back to Esav and said, Zavinta, no, you sold it back. You already sold it back to Yaakov. Now it belongs all to Yaakov. Is Omalu, Nidizavino Bichirusa. I only sold my Bechor. The Bechor Esav sold to Yaakov. But Shitusa Mizavino was did I sell the Poshit? No, it was like any other brother. He also has a right to Yashin. So the Chur Esav has a Chelik in the Maras HaMachpelah. A Poshit means like a regular son. So Omalei, they said back to him, in, yes. You see, the Pasuk says, Bikivri Asher Karisili. In the kever that I carisili, what I dug, the Amar Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Rabbi Shem Ben Yitzodek, and Kira La Lashin Mechira. Here the Lashin Kira does not mean that Yaakov like dug the Maras HaMachpelah, but it means to say that he bought it. Shekein B'Karach Hayom, Kari La Mechira Kira. And Karach Hayom, they call selling a Kira. So they tie it to Esav that you sold the portion to Yaakov. So Yaakov own has the right to be buried now in the Maras HaMachpelah. Omalus, Esav said to them, Hovula Yigrita, if you say that's true, bring me the shtar, let me see where it's written, the shtar mechira. The papers that I sold it, that Yaakov bought it. Omalus, they said back to Esav, Yigrita v'yarad Mitzrayim. The papers, the shtar, we left in Eretz Mitzrayim. So they said now, Man Nezel, who should go to Mitzrayim to bring the shtar to show Esav that Yaakov really bought the Maras HaMachpelah? So they said, Nezel Naftali the Kolol. Let Naftali go, because he's very fast. Ki alos is like an ayol. Tehsev, it says the Pasuk, Naftali ayola shlucha. Hanoysa nimrei shefer. That he could run very, very fast. In honor of Avu, al tikri imrei shefer. Don't say imrei shefer, el imrei sofer. It means imrei sofer means who go bring the sefer, who go bring the shtar. Then let's go send Naftali. He should be the one to run back to Mitzrayim to bring the shtar mechira. Dalimor says, Chushim braid the Don, Tamon. Chushim, he was the son of Don, and he was also there. Have a vikiron lay udne. His ears were very heavy, means he couldn't hear. He wasn't able to hear. So Omalu, now Chushim came, was just observing, seeing what's happening. So he said, my hi, what's going on here? Like up until now, we're all coming now to bury Yaakov Avinu in the Maras HaMachpelah, and he sees the tumor going on. So the Chushim asks, what's going on here? They said to him, Komakiv hai, that Esav is being makiv, Esav is stopping us. Had they talked to him, he was deaf. Stami wasn't that deaf, Stami has to yell in his ear. So Sam was able to yell in Chushim's ear and tell him that Esav is stopping. Is that the Yosin Naftali Miyarad Mitzrayim? We're waiting now until Naftali comes back from Eretz Mitzrayim with the Shtar Mechira. So Chushim said, Omalhu, V'yad the Yosin Naftali Miyarad Mitzrayim, and until Naftali comes back from Eretz Mitzrayim, Yayavi Abba Mutu Bevizoyin, should my grandfather Yaakov Avinu be there Bevizoyin? Is that nice? He has to wait outside not to be buried. So what did Chushim did? He took Shokal Kufa, he took a stick, Rashi Makal, he took a stick, Mach Yaresha, and he hit Esav on his head, and Nasrin Eina, and his eyes fell out. V'noflu Akara the Yaakov, and his eyes fell out to the Karya, to the feet of Yaakov. And then the Gemara says, Peschimel Yaakov Lienai, and that second Yaakov opened up his eyes. V'yoch, and started to laugh. V'ayimul Dichsil, that's what the Pasuk says, Yismach Tzadik, a tzaddik should be happy, ki chozeh nikon pamov, that he saw Nekama by his feet. So that's here, that the Esav's eyes fell to Yaakov's feet. At that second, Yaakov opened up his eyes. The Pasuk sends off, Yirchatz b'dam ha-rosha, that he wiped himself with the blood of the rosha. So b'yoyseh shor, at this time, niskayim nevuah sasha Rivka. At this time, it was niskayim nevuah of Rivka. Tichsiv, it said that Rivka said, lo ma'eshkol gam shnechem yemechod. Why should I lose my two sons at one time? And v'yafagav v'misos and loy b'yoynechod, even though they didn't die the same day, because Yaakov died before already. Now there was some going to bury him. Esav Taka died right now. But I call upon him, k'furos v'miyo b'yoynechod avoy, that since Lamais Esav was killed then, they buried Esav that day also. Esav was also buried the same day. Yeah. Now, this was the Maisa with Yaakov Avinu, the way they buried Yaakov Avinu. Some Mefarshim say here the Gemara Stam says that his eyes fell out. Other places it says that his head fell off. And other places say that his head fell into the Marsa Machpelah. Now somewhere in the Pshat Reisa Harosha, even the head apostle calls him Harosha, but Lamais says his cup was a good cup, his head was a good head. It was only that Esav couldn't hold back his typhus. His life, his desires were too great. Therefore here when they went to bury him, his head got into the Marsa Machpelah. Because his head, his cup was a good head. Just his body had too much tithe to him, the body couldn't get in to the Marsa Machpelah. The body of Adi they buried someplace else. I call upon the famous Kasher, the Eskela, Vaisas Chushim Ben Don, he's the one that opened up and went to kill Esav. Like, what happened to the other brothers? How come everybody else didn't gang up? Like, what's going on here? They're coming to bury Esav. How come they had a way to a grandson? So Chushim, he's the one that tainis to say, it's not nice, you're making our father be Bizoyan, a grandfather. How come the brothers didn't go right away to fight with Esav? So he said, Rav Chaim Shlomo Tzitzchak wanted to say, the pshat is when you get to talk to somebody, no matter, as you're talking with him, you give in a little bit, it cools off the anger you have. The more shaykhish you have to do with the Russia, eventually you come to, it's hard to go against him. So the brothers had a talk back and forth. Once you start to talk to him back and forth, you lose your strength, your power, it's exactly what to do. But Chushim Ben Don, he was deaf. He didn't talk to Esav at all. He didn't know the Chal what was doing. But as soon as he heard one second that this Esav of Russia is stopping him from burying his father, grandfather, see right away went to kill Esav. Because he didn't have shaykhs, he didn't have anything to do with Esav. But the other brothers, since they were talking now to Esav, once you start talking back and forth, you lose your strength. So for them it wasn't Dovah Chiddush, they didn't go to kill him right away. Right, and the Pasuk says, says, and if it wouldn't have been Esav to bury Yaakov, is it true like you're saying the brothers wouldn't have went to bury Yaakov? But here the Pasuk says, that the brothers also went to carry up Yaakov to Eretz Yisrael. So what they said is like this, that the brothers were masking him that Yaakov Avinu, he should be the one to go to bury, Yosef should be the one to bury Yaakov Avinu. Like it's more of the coverage of the Melech, like Yosef, he should go to bury Yaakov Avinu. Even though the other brothers were ready also to bury Yaakov Avinu, but the masking will be more covered if it will be done through Yosef. Then the Mishnah says, Milano Goldem Yosef, who is greater than Yosef? Tana Rabbanim. Bo Baruah Kama Chavibos Mitzvahs Amosh Rabbeinu. How chashev it was to do mitzvahs by Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol Yisroel kulum nisask bebiza. After they killed out the Mitzrayim by Kriyas Yamsuf, all the Yidden were taking care of the bizas of Mitzrayim. They were taking care of all the stuff that belonged to the Mitzrayim. But v'hu nisask bemitzvahs. But Moshe Rabbeinu went to be yosek in mitzvahs. Shenem the pasuk says chachem lev yikach mitzvahs. The Chacham Lev, he'll go to be Yosek with the mitzvahs. In other words, Moshe did not go to get the Biza from Mitzrayim, but rather went to get the Yatzmus Yosef. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know where Yosef was buried? So Amru, they said, Serach bas Osher nishtarim Yosef dor. There's one lady, Serach, the daughter of Osher, she's still alive from that door. Is Holach Moshe, so Moshe went to see her. Oh my lord, klum at yodas heichen Yosef kover. Do you know where Yosef is buried? Amru, she said to him, Oren shel mateches. Also, the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim made a metal coffin for Yosef. V'kavu benilus hanor, and they threw Yosef into the Nile. Kedeshi is baruch u'meimov. In order that the Nile should give a bracha, there should be a bracha in the Nile, a lot of water. They threw Yosef's coffin into the Nile. So, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Holach Moshe v'yomad asfas nilus. Moshe went by the borders of the Nile. Oh, ma'aloi, Yosef, Yosef, v'giyesh, shenishma kodesh baruch hu, shenigoyel eschem. That Moshe Rabbeinu screamed out and said, Yosef, Yosef, it's time now that Hashem Shavua is going to be Mekayim to take us out of Mitzrayim. And Vigiya Shavua Sheshvasas Yisrael. And it came the time now to Mekayim the Shavua that Klai Yisrael swore that I'll take you out of Mitzrayim. If you're going to show me now, Yosef, where you are, very good. But if you're not going to show me where you are, Harayonu Menukim Yishvua Secha, we're clean from Yishvua. In other words, we're trying to take you out. If you come, good. If you're not going to come, no. Is miyad right away? Tzof harayin l'shul Yosef. That Yosef's oren started to float. V'yal t'tam and don't wonder. Hey, chbazel tzav. How could metal float? L'chura metal sinks to the ground. Metal doesn't float. So it's a mess. So he says it's not such a big pillar. Sharek siv says in the pasuk by. This by Elisha. The Talmud of Elio. It says by him, Vayhiyo echod napol akurav yasar barzel nofev alamayim. Somebody threw a piece of metal into the mayim. Ahoa adoni, vuhu shor vayomi ishol akim ano, nofel v'yiroyu asamokim. He said, I'm nishol akim, I want to show you the place. Vayikzav eitz, they cut down wood. Vayashta shom, they threw it there. Vayitzafa barzel. And the metal started to float. So that's what Elisha did. So valoi dvorim kal v'choyma. Or ma Elisha tamidish el Eliyo, v'Eliyo tamidish el Moshe. Tzaf baza mipona that Elisha was able to make metal float. Mifnei Moshe Rabbeinu, lachas kama v'kama. For sure, with the schusim of Moshe Rabbeinu, he could also make metal float. Tzatzis maisa now that Yosef's oren started to float above, even though it was a metal coffin, still it started to float. Rabbi Nassim Oymer, no. The kavronit shamalachim are cover. He was buried. Bottom Rashi says b'kfura shamalachim loshin yonhu. He was buried in a special type of a place where they bury kings. Is holach Moshe b'yomad kavronit shamalachim. So Moshe went to a special place where they bury kings, and Omri said Yosef hegiyes shenishba kodesh baruch hu. It came to time that kodesh baruch hu swore shani go leschem that I'm going to take Klal out of Mitzrayim. There comes a time now to Mekayim the swearing that Klal Yisrael swore to take you out also. If you'll show me where you are, I'll take you. And if you, Yosef, is not going to show me, I'm clean from the Shvua. Is Yosef sure at that time, Nizdazor started to shake like Aroinoi Shel Yosef? Yeah, so Mendel Moshe was able to tell which one was the Oren of Yosef. Is not Lu Moshe so Moshe took him, Ve'evi'u Etzlen brought it to him. V'choloysim shonim shor Yisro ba'midbar, all the 40 years that Klai Yisro was in the Midbar, ho'yishnei aronas halalu, two aronas, two coffins, two orans, used to travel with the Yidin. Echot shomeis, one was the arano shor Yosef, v'yechot shor shchina, and one was the oran that had the shchina in it. Malchim would have the oran in it, like, they had the oran with the shchina. Is Malchim zeh and zeh, where you, Oivrim v'sharvim, they went one next to another. Is Oivrim, people used to say, Oivrim v'sharvim, the people that are going back and forth used to say, Ma'ativu shoshnei aronis halalu. How come you have these two aronis going, one like with the Oron, with the Shechina, one with the Meis, with Yosef? Is Omru echad shomeis v'echad shoshchina. So they said, one is for the Meis, Yosef, and one is for the Shechina. V'chimadaka shomeis, la'alachim Shechina. Is it nice to have like this Oron shomeis, the coffin, to go next to the urn where the Shechina is almost that it said, oh, we should know, Kayim Zeh, Kol Masha Kosovo Zeh, that this